Chapter 36 Translator, Zia Editor, Ellie the Empress had no expectations for Yan Yunshu. When Yan Yunshu and Xu Ting came back together, the Empress couldn't wait to ask Xu Ting first. Xu Ting, how was the hunting? The guards laid out the prey. Xu Ting bowed towards the Empress and said, I am terrified to disappoint your majesty. Looking at the prey on the ground, two small deer, 10 or so rabbits, and a lynx, there was nothing else. This hunt, not to mention compared with the eldest empress daughter and the fourth empress daughter, they were all at a disadvantage. The emperor was indeed disappointed. The number of prey did not make her jealous, but it was too disappointing. If Xu Ting only had this ability, how could it be worthy of the prestige of the Xu family? When Xu Ting fought more, the empress hated, and when she fought less, the empress got angry. Even furious. Xu Ting, are you sure you're not joking with me? The empress directly asked, and all the ministers did not dare to come out. It was obvious that Xu Ting had offended the empress. They hung their eyes, but it was unknown how many people were gloating. Xian, this. Emperor Zheng Jun looked at Du Xian and hesitated. Du Xian also frowned, worried about Xu Ting. He believed that Xu Ting had her own plan, but he still couldn't help sweating for Xu Ting. Xu Mei and Xu Yu had already put worried and anxious expressions on their faces, but there was nothing they could do. They didn't dare to ask Du Xian in front of everyone's eyes, so they could only sit there and worry. Empress, although the prey is less, but Xu Ting shot in the eye. Yan Yunshu's words startled thousands of waves, like water pouring into a frying pan, and the scene was so quiet that it could be heard if a pin dropped. Doubt, disbelief, admiration, all kinds of emotions. Sure enough, everyone's attention was directly turned to the shot in the eye, and as for the small number of prey, was directly thrown to the back of the mind. The empress did the same, and said in amazement, quickly bring it to me to see. A smile appeared on the corner of Xu Ting's mouth, which was fleeting. She could not overshadow the empress daughters, especially the elder and fourth empress daughter, in order to avoid a bad feeling in the empress's heart. The empress was like a tiger, not to mention the current situation of the Xu family was walking on thin ice, every step Xu Ting took was at the tip of the knife. But Xu Ting couldn't be too weak, she was not worthy to make the empress angry, and insulting the name of Zhenbian queen. This required a proper balance. Therefore, Xu Ting's hunting was completely inferior in quantity to the empress's daughters, but the hunting skills were completely in line with everyone's expectations for the Zhenbian queen's daughter. The female officer carried the prey up to the empress to watch, the empress looked at them one by one, and then let the princes watch them, other queens and the emperors also took a look. Everyone complimented. The empress was very happy, and asked the female officer to carry the prey down and return it to Xu Ting, and asked, why did you work so hard to shoot every prey in the eye? Xu Ting replied, your majesty, shooting the eyes of the prey can ensure that the fur is intact to the greatest extent. Before leaving the paddock, my brother and husband asked me to get some good skin for them. This also explained why Xu Ting's number of prey was so small, after all, his brother and husband had asked for it, and Xu Ting had to spend time to find the specified animal. The lords in the right stand all looked at Du Xian with envious and snickering eyes, and Du Xian gave them a shy and sweet smile. Some people who were interested in marrying into the Zhenbian royal family became more determined, and those who didn't also showed their interest. From Xu Ting's words, these three brothers, although they were all concubine sons, were quite loved by Xu Ting and worth courting. So that's the case, Xu Chong Ning, it seems that I did not see the wrong person when I promised Du Xian to you. Retreat, the empress waved her hand, and the name, Xu Chong Ning, said by empress personally, spread like wind throughout the capital. Xu Ting hadn't really gotten her crown yet, and her words were already known to all, so she began to call her that. After Xu Tin, Ji stepped down, it seemed that the empress had just remembered that she still had this daughter, Yan Yunshu, so she routinely inspected Yan Yunshu's achievements. Sure enough, it was ordinary and unremarkable, and the empress lost interest, and asked Yan Yunshu to leave after a casual glance. Yan Yunshu didn't care either, this was what she wanted. After Yan Yunshu left, a few more noble ladies came late, and after all of them returned, the empress cheered up and said some of the princesses and ladies were outstanding and had performed well. She wished the autumn hunting a great harvest, and returned to the camp. Hei Feng had already let Lu Tang take him away, and the white fox that Du Xian wanted was also hunted, but it was hung on Hei Feng's back and Xu Ting brought it back first. Xu Ting had no intention of showing off the things she gave to Du Xian. Walking behind, looking at Xu Ting and Du Xian love, Xu Mei and Xu Yu whispered something, eyes full of snickering, the further they got away. It would be nice if I could find my wife in the future, and I will be as good as my brother-in-law. Shu Mei sighed. Shu Yu said, "Brother, you are not ashamed." Shu Mei was not convinced. "Xiao Yu, don't say you don't want to." Shu Yu was too shy. Shu Mei tilted his head and asked Shu Jing, "How about Xiao Jing, do you want to say it?" Shu Jing didn't speak with a cold face, and didn't look at Shu Mei at all. Shu Mei rolled his eyes and said in his heart, "I'll ignore him later." "Were you scared just now?" Shu Ting asked, holding Du Xian's hand as they walked. When the Empress was angry, she thought Du Xian must be worried about the situation. "Yeah," Du Xian admitted and added, "but I believe you must be sure." Shu Ting couldn't help but smile, "I have to say that it is very pleasant to have such a lover who understands you." Shu Ting held Du Xian's hand a little tighter. When they returned to their tent, Shu Ting told Shu Mei and Shu Yu to go back to their respective tents, and then walked into her own tent with Du Xian. Putting down the curtain, Shu Ting's expression suddenly changed into a playful smile. "Why did Xian keep peeking at my breast just now?" Being caught, Du Xian covered his face, and blushed. After marrying Shu Ting, the two had a very harmonious relationship under the bed, so Du Xian was very familiar with Shu Ting's figure. Shu Ting had a slender body, firm and smooth muscles, fleshy breasts, but it was not obvious when she put on clothes. If she wore her uniform or something like that, he couldn't see it. But Du Xian just found out that Shu Ting's chest seemed to be a little bigger. "I don't know if it's because of my dazzling eyes," Du Xian felt that Shu Ting's chest moved from time to time. That was why Du Xian couldn't help but keep peeking, but there was no way for Du Xian to ask directly about such a sensitive and shy place. "Yes," Du Xian made an inaudible sound. Shu Ting wanted to laugh even more. She stretched out her hand to loosen her collar a little bit. Du Xian didn't know what to think, the blush on his face even spread to his ears. Just as Shu Ting approached Du Xian, the atmosphere was strange when a small fluffy head suddenly burst out of Shu Ting's chest, along with two small fluffy paws, really very small, not even as big as Du Xian's fingertips. "Meow tilde ow tilde," it was a little leopard cat. Du Xian was startled, but he was very surprised when he saw this little cutie. Shu Ting couldn't help laughing. She grabbed the little leopard cat on her chest and gave it to Du Xian, who carefully held it in his hand. Shu Ting explained, "I encountered it when I was hunting, and I thought it might please you, so I brought it back. Its mother should have been killed by that lynx, and this one was the only one left in a litter of kittens who cleverly hid in the dead leaves." Shu Ting shot the lynx and brought it back, thinking that Du Xian would like it, otherwise, he would be killed by other beasts if he was left in the jungle. Hi everyone, you can donate through Ko-Fi, from the main page. Extra chapters will be released when $8 per chapter has been slowly accumulated on Ko-Fi. Please mention the novel you are supporting. You can donate to us via Ko-Fi, https://ko-fi.com/dragondia.